Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harvey Haddix. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Fauch. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Gene Fauch. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Temple trying to get to home. Walls throws the ball into Tapp, who tags Temple, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Pinson moves to second. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Thurman moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman scores. Crow moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Ed Meyer now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive towards third. Gorrell catches it and throws to second to double up Crow. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to second. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a line drive towards third. Hoke catches it and throws to second to double up Long. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crow strikes out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 1 in the game. Haddix takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a pop-up towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Ed Meyer. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple fields it and throws to Crow, who tags Adams for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Taylor scores. Walls goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Draught now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Draught fields it and throws to third for the out. Burgess moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haddix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Gorrell moves to second. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Tapp is walked intentionally. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Dick Drott. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dolan Nichols now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Walls reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to third for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolan Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haddix is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Temple reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 4 in the game. Morin is walked intentionally. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gorel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson is hit by the pitch. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Gorel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dolan Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-5 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeFondi pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Grammas pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-5 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grammas moves to second. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Bilko reaches second base with a double. Grammas scores. There goes Bell trying to get to second. Walls throws the ball into Taylor, who tags Bell for the out. Two outs. It's 3-2, Reds. Willard Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Grammas now playing shortstop. Ed Bailey now catching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for LTAP. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dolan Nichols. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.